This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency. Welcome to the second hour of the show. This is the Capricorn Adventure. I'll go by the name of King Bashir, but even Testock himself, your side chick's favorite DJ. And yes, diving straight into adventure chat, right? Let's get straight into it. Now, every so often, man, I would bump into a post on social media about how the dating pool, you know, is now filled with dirty water because, you know, relationships end every so often and people aren't clear about what they really want. And it makes it hard, man, to date in this day and age. But in the same breath, there are those people who are having the best relationships of their lives, right? I mean, everything is going so smooth that you start to daydream. And when I talk of daydream, you see yourself with this person, you know, in this house, with the cars, with the kids, you know, holding hands in the mall. You know what I mean? Yes, that's when you're daydreaming. Now, Vuga, but what happens when, you know, you and this perfect partner, you guys decide, or now you have to relocate? It could be either for work, for school purposes. What do? You are now with this person, the love of your life. You know that person where you're like, yo, sweet lam lam kutluan. That one, love of your life. And now they have to move. I'm talking distance. I'm talking... you live in Polokwane, you live in Limpopo. This person got a great job in Cape Town, right? The love of your life. If you met someone you believe to be your true love and they had to move either for work or school, would you relocate with them? You know, because you see a future there. You know, you have seen this man, you've seen this woman. You're like, yo, this is it. You know? Or would you try the long distance thing? I mean, HL, if it fails, it fails. So what is it that you would do? Think about it. You've now, you know, met the love of your life. You know, sometimes you know these things. You meet this person in a taxi, or a three pack or four, what, you know? I don't even know what they say in taxis anymore, but you know what I mean? You're like something, and then this person, you can just feel the aura, or the way she took your money, you know, the way she touched your right hand as you said three. Oh, you're like, ay wena, nyakthatha now manje, you know what I mean? So if you met someone you believe to be your true love and they had to move either for work or school, think about it. Would you relocate with them because you see a future? Or maybe you would try the long distance thing. Let me know. Send me a voice note. Send me a text. 079-899-6226. 079-899-6226. Sort me, Nane. If the love of my life was to relocate, if she's making more money than me, hamba na yengfu. Adia chela teo fetra agagetsa mali. Muski breadwinner mus. Automatically. Ke breadwinner. So when the breadwinner moves, I move with her. What do you mean, comrades? If this person is the love of my life and she's got the bag, you move with the bag, bro. What happens? If it doesn't work, it's fine, but you move with the bag. You know what I mean? And I mean, love and bag, you know what I mean? Goes hand in hand. So, tomorrow, resign. Capricorn FM, thanks, bye. You know what I mean? So let me know. Send me a voice note. Send me a text. 079-899-6226. 079-899-6226. If you met someone that you know or you believed is the love of your life at that very moment, but now they have to relocate for work or for whatever reason they have to relocate for, what would you do? Would you pack up your things and vie with them? Or would you try the long distance thing?
Hola, brabesh. It's inside.
Sure, brother.
Na brother, ne? Truly speaking. Na ke tomo le tsa gara vai. Ape also sama tomo, you don't have to have that thing you know. Wa no ya go tsinye ne tsangwa na motho or someone.
Yeah.
Just because so marata, then the next thing if ever if I ask ke le ro spani ke sonse ke le that thing la ra o vai. No more, it's a fire. And mojaro marata on a flop and then yeah then chomo phone and video call what but uno step down nanya until it happens or the no kawana cuz one thing you should know go boy matter this there's no way at the Limpopo I'll keep town a corner then the next thing working long distance relationship Leona, it's unhealthy these days. Yeah, I wanna call yeah. It was worth it. Maranua unutsuva fela ra ha wena. La se batse ba ra o le next o mazola. Ah, ke o bo tsa mo Dr. Stephen se botsa o jela ba bra.
Yo,
mo mo ha lo mo ke la mo sala ni sheso.
Is brava go ska bolela so. Khanteki did you saw kereke monate khantle yena o duji. Oh my goodness.
Bazooka is Benito Kamoto Yando. Awa Nagero Gurodia long bargain. Long what relationship. Long distance. Cause hey, Abanamo Bazooka or one of location. Come on, Nedit from Ojuala or na. Get a long relationship or Jajilaka with Don Kumana boy Kempili, Yarmuni Agnozari Chai. I mean, I will experience her from. Short distance because of the wabble and over Marago. We're not Pelagandun and Marago. Ah, don't follow your Malabisiji. Long distance is all right. The Gilega Humana boy eats a Gigam better. It's high. Tango.
As far as Perito, thank you so much for that. Hey, no, it should be. Let's wrap it up strong.
Hey, Your Highness King Bash and the rest of the team there. Hello.
That's good.
David Yetzanin. So, we began long distance, but after about 3 weeks, she said to me, look, if this thing is going to work out, and clearly it might, one of us is going to have to move, and it's not me.
Right.
So, and that is why I now live in Limpopo. The only other thing I want to say is, like, she earns me under the table. Like, I work and I earn. But, like, so what I want to say to everyone listening whose partner is having to move, the one of you that earns the money, right, the other one must move. It's just that simple.
Yeah, clean. You know what it is? Unchofunately. Hey, King Bash, I hope you're doing well on this beautiful sunny Tuesday. I've been on that boat before. And I was very happy. I'm talking a very happy cloud nine kind of situation. But problem is, I don't like taking a risk or taking risky decisions on love. And I had to let them go alone and stay behind with my hustle. And the ship sailed after a year. The distance caught up with us. I cannot do four logamujolong because of love. It's too risky. But Abu Jackie took a risk and died leaving Rose to have a life. Titanic, Naki Grand, Vesonia. All right, to each his own, Vesonia.
Hi, Kim Bash. This is Prissy from Bendo. Wait again, long distance. If a lady is a hoveraka, Kabaza Divarin, Malabatuel Labo Papa, Barnabaza Mayabo, my 6 months, almost a year, by a mining. No.
I'm a Vango the Legacy indeed. A big shout out to you. Thank you so much to everyone that sent through their voice notes, their messages. I really do appreciate it.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.